Tonight on TMSPM, butts are funny.
Oh, sure are. Martha Stewart is nasty.
So is her. Just kidding. That tree looks funny.
JJ might be sneaking in another surprise.
Batman will never face these two.
Glover's mom has ideas.
App time.
Your Twitter questions and more on this episode of TMSPM.
This is the morning stream, but it's not in the morning, it's at night.
TMS PM.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to TMS PM. It is the morning stream evening edition for Thursday, the 27th of October, 2016. I'm Scott Johnson with Brian Ibbett.
That's right. By the way, that music, we don't mention enough. That's Andrew Allen right there playing that jazz piano for the theme here.
Yeah, be looking forward to his new album because more jazz coming your way in the
That's
nerdy
right.
vein.
Jazzness. Yeah. tinyurl.com/jazzness.
Jazz hands. Oh, not jazz hands. Jazzness.
Jazzness.
Like jazzness.
Although I'm sure at some point we'll release an album called Jazz Hands.
Great. I like that. I will draw
Be looking for that one.
I have an album cover idea already for Jazz Hands.
I'm sure you do.
It's good to be back. Hello, everyone. We were just with you a few hours ago, but we're back doing it. And a couple things caught my eye. One hits very close to home. The other I just need to share since we last spoke. The first is that Martha Stewart admitted on television that she sexts people with her phone.
Oh.
Meaning she takes naked photos of herself and sends them to somebody via text.
Wow.
And we know
okay.
this because she was on Ellen's show. So the Ellen show, a very popular daytime television show with Martha Stewart, Snoop Dogg, and Anna Kendrick all on the couch.
Not surprising. I mean, she and Snoop Dogg did that. Was it a cooking show? It was a joint project between the two of them.
Yeah. I get it. Joint. I get it. And they put something in a pot. Ah, I guess it's a pot. Ah, yeah. Brr. They made some sort of hash. Get it? Hash. Anyway, they were on her couch, and it's a little game they call Never Have I Ever. You've probably seen it or heard of it before. It's just like, have you or haven't you? And
it's
you
a
have
drinking
a sign.
Game, I think.
Yeah, and you have a sign that says I have or I haven't on one side or the other.
Sure, or you have a glass of alcohol in front of you, and when somebody says something that you haven't done or that you have done that they have never done, you take a drink.
Exactly. So she asked this question. Ellen says, never have I ever sexted. And then all three contestants hold up, I have. So there's three things you can learn from that. One, Martha Stewart admitted on live television that she sexted. That's fine. Two, so was Anna Kendrick. And three,
no surprise,
Snoop Dogg's wiener has been in the camera at some point.
That's the thing that, that's the takeaway, really.
I don't like it. I don't like that part. He says, she says, I have. She says, Martha, you've sexted? And she says, I have used technology for far longer than you have, Ellen, was her answer.
Both of them are old enough to remember the dawn of the SMS text message with the, with photography. So it's not like, I've been around sending text messages with photos a lot longer than you have, Ellen.
That's
DeGeneres.
Right. I used to tape Polaroids on my husband's computer, and that was technically sexting. It went on like this. She says, have any of you ever been in handcuffs? And Snoop said, I have. Kendrick says, I have. Martha Stewart says she never has. Then other people had questions. Martha said, like in a movie, and Anna said no, and Ellen said, like being arrested, and Anna said that wasn't the question. And then,
I like that. I like knowing that Anna Kendrick, who kind of gives off this appearance as being a little bit of a goody-goody, kind of the Anne Hathaway little halo above her head kind of thing, has these little skeletons in her closet.
Yeah.
And then, I like that.
And then she asks, have any of you ever been stoned on a talk show? And the two ladies said no, and Snoop held his I have way high in the air. So,
and Snoop lit his sign.
Yeah, and smoked it. Took a long drag on his I have sign. Anyway, I thought that was interesting. Now, while I was researching today's episode.
It would have been really funny, by the way, if they would have given Martha Stewart a sign that had I have on both sides.
Oh, that would have been a hoot. It wouldn't have mattered what. Yeah, that would have been great. Have you ever spent time in prison? Yeah, no matter what, I have.
Well,
of course, people know she has, I guess, right?
Yeah, exactly. That's no surprise.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. You're about to go on a.
What was I going to say? Oh, yeah. So I'm working on the show, and I get this phone call.
Mm-hmm.
And it's from Kim, and she's mad, and I can tell.
Ooh, okay.
It's just kind of a rare thing. She calls, and she goes, ugh. I go, what's the matter? She waits for a minute, pauses for a second. And then she tells me this story. So here's what happened. Today at school, my son Nicholas got suspended.
Oh, no.
And let me tell you how. Now, that's only one for him versus my four in high school. I was suspended four times.
You were suspended four times?
Four separate times, all of which I could argue were overkill. But anyway, whatever. It doesn't matter.
The system is rigged. You know it. I know it. And the American people know
exactly.
It.
Exactly. It's rigged. So I was going to say, oh, no. What? In my head, I went, what the frick did he do?
Yeah, right.
Was he caught doing something that I would completely be pissed at him about? Like, how mad am I going to have to be at the boy tonight? Because generally speaking, we have a great relationship. He doesn't rebel, really. So this would have all been a big shock. This is such a Johnson thing to do. It's so kind of lame. Let me tell you what he did, and then you tell me if you think it's too harsh. Okay.
All right.
So Kim was mad because she's just mad because she likes the record we have. The girl's never got in trouble for stuff like this, so this is like the first time. They're only suspending him for a day. They said it could have been a week had he not come forward. Okay.
Wow.
So
I'm thinking, this. All right.
What did he do? Set fire to the lunch lady? Like, what happened today? So I'm kind of freaking out thinking I'm going to have, you know, this is going to be one of those days.
Right. You got to pull the old Ward Cleaver and now, son.
Beaver, sit down.
There are things you can do with chalk and things you can't do with chalk. And
yeah, at the very least, I thought I was going to have like this really hard meeting with the boy and right. that he's been hiding something from me or something. And yeah. I was going to be really ticked because it's a no-go in this house. So it's so dumb. Okay, here's what they did. Him and his friend Ethan thought it would be funny. They had keys to the so they're on the video. What's it called?
Video club.
Video club thing where they're like do the daily news thing in the rooms and they do videos all year. He's super into that. His sisters both did it. All the teachers loved them, so now they love having Nick in there.
Awesome. Yeah, this teacher. Does he actually read it or is he behind the scenes?
He's behind the scenes and also been in a couple of videos. So okay, he's mostly behind the scenes technical. So he's doing all this stuff and he's enjoying it. And Mr. Cox, the name of the teacher, gives him the key and says, you guys can go in there into the control room and grab whatever it is they needed. So there's like a trust thing going on. Here's the keys to the control room. Don't steal anything. Don't break anything. Don't mess anything up. That's the teacher's trust with the kids. Okay. Mm-hmm, makes sense. Mm-hmm. And so when she's told me the story so far, I'm like, oh my gosh, what did he break? What did he steal?
Right. Oh, I know you're thinking, what could be so bad that he'd get kicked out of that? What is he doing on camera?
Yeah. Did he take some nasty selfie? Did he take a digital projector out of there and steal it and put it in his locker? Like, I'm thinking all the worst possible things. So here's what happened. They go into that room and they notice that there's also a server room in there that controls kind of all the school's stuff. And one of the computers is just a basic vanilla computer running, PowerPoint.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And on the PowerPoint, it's formatted to just change the text a little. And then out in the cafeteria, they have these big digital signs out there.
Mm-hmm.
And those digital signs will scroll
whatever is on the power on the screen.
Yeah, so it's like summer's coming, or don't forget to study for ACTs or whatever, right?
Get your yearbook orders in by March 31st.
Sure, and they just rotate, and this thing just repeats itself.
Mm-hmm.
So him and Ethan see this thing and turn into Beavis and Butthead, I guess. And they go in there, and they simply change it from whatever it was, don't forget to turn in your stuff for school pictures or something, to simply the word butt. B-U-T-T. This is so like something my kid would do. So it's literally just the word butt.
It's hilarious that it's like, wow.
Not even
imagine
like,
this happens all the time in like the tough part of Detroit in the high schools of Compton in California. You know,
it's not like Mr. Viner sucks wiener or, you know, it wasn't like some horrible thing to rip on a teacher or another student or to make somebody feel bad or any of that. It was simply in Helvetica, all caps.
Just the word but.
And it's so short, it won't even scroll. It just sits on the screen.
Okay.
And I'm glad they spelled it right.
When it rotates through all the slides.
Yeah. And they did it so it would just be on the one slide and never go anywhere else. So it just sat there saying but. No big deal, easy to fix, but they thought it'd be really funny. And it kind of is funny.
It is funny, yeah.
So they did that, and immediately they left and now they're kind of walking around the halls and stuff, and they hear over the thing. attention, student body. Whoever did the thing with the butt, you need to come to the office now. So big, like,
whoever, please tell me. I'm sure that's not how it was phrased, but please tell me that's like how the announcement. Whoever did the thing with the butt.
Yeah, well, it's gonna get. It kind of did happen later on the phone, but I'll get to that in a second.
Okay.
So he does say, "Please come to the office. Mr. So and So wants to talk to you." And basically said, you know, if you don't come now, it'll be worse or whatever. And Nick went, "Oh man, we got to go in there. We just have to go." Mm-hmm. And the kid's like, "No, we don't." Nick says, "Yeah, we do. If we don't go, it's gonna get worse." So I guess I'm glad he thought that way at that point. But he goes down to the office. They turn themselves in and say, yeah, it was us. We were just screwing around. It only affected the cafeteria. So it wasn't like they pulled down all the email servers or sent naked pictures to the principal or something.
Right, right.
And they got real stern and serious.
It's a relatively harmless word.
It's a very harmless word. And they said to them, I cannot believe you guys would put profanity on the thing. And then one teacher had to go, it was just the word but. And
it's Nick's, a weird bot. Let's not, you know.
Yeah, and Nick's acting like, Nick says, I was having such a hard time not laughing, Dad. I said, well, what do you mean? He goes, everybody was talking about butt in these like hallowed tones. and I was dying. And I said, okay, well, what happened next? He says, well, they did say they were proud that we came forward immediately. Also, it would have been like a week and it could have been a lot worse. So they're glad that they did that. And I said, okay, well, that's good. He says, then he called Mom and made me sit in there while he talked to Mom. And he told Mom, while Kim's teaching this little class of little 6-year-olds, he tells Mom, the guy goes, your son and his friend were in the room doing the explain it all. And when they were in there, they typed the word butt on the screen. And Nick goes and starts laughing in there like a Ferris Bueller movie.
Yeah, I would have a hard time not doing that. Yeah.
How can you not? Like, you have to laugh. It's not part of you. And I'm here while he's telling me the story, trying to keep my own straight face, and I can't freaking do it. So bottom line is, they're suspending him Monday. He has to go to school before school starts, check in, and then get the hell out of there and can't be anywhere on campus the rest of the day. Kim's going to make him do chores all day and make him not go back to sleep. And then he'll go back to school. Well, he won't go. Yeah, he'll go back to school Tuesday, and then we're gone for BlizzCon the following 3 days. But he's...
Oh, yeah, no kidding. Yeah. So he's...
so he's getting a real vacation next week.
Could you maybe suspend me Wednesday?
Or better yet, I guess he still has to make up everything, so it's not like it's a free day. Right, but I never felt like suspensions really punished kids that much. It just made you feel like you didn't have to go to school. Mm. So I don't know. I asked him that. I said, does this seem bad? And he goes, well, the only problem is all the classes that I miss, I still have to do all the work, and now I'm behind a day. Ugh. And I said, all right, well, that sucks. So bottom line, everyone's fine. It was a dumb prank. It was way less than I thought it was going to be. I mean, this could have been anything. We found him. Freebasing crack cocaine in the girl's bathroom. It could have been anything.
Right.
And it turned out to be him typing
butt.
He just
put the word butt.
Yeah, he put the word butt and then ran. This is so something I would have done.
I'm sure he'll be glad to have all this behind him.
In the rear view mirror.
That's right.
And I told him this. I said, listen, you need to be real good to your mom because this is a trust thing, not so much a severity of the crime thing. She wants to be able to trust you and know that you're not, you know, doing stuff behind our back, especially when we're trying to get other stuff done during the day. I said, so that's really important here. But in 10 years, this is going to be a great story. So just...
Mm-hmm. Oh, in 10 minutes.
Yeah, in 10 minutes. And tell your... Yeah, and here we are about 10 minutes later talking to you, actually. It's been about that long.
Exactly.
And I said, just don't do that again. All right, I won't. It was just, you know, it was just really hard. It was hard to be... Oh, and the doctor and Mr. Cox, who you'd think would be, I can't believe you breached the trust I gave you by giving you my keys. Yeah. Laughed at it and thinks they're being too harsh on him. So
good. So he's the in charge of the video department.
Yeah. He gets it. He's like, that is kind of funny.
Good.
It's not like he went on there and put the C word and said, you know, like they could have done really bad stuff.
Right.
But
listen, I've seen reality show hosts and billionaires say worse things on a bus.
Yeah, I have too. It's the weirdest thing. Like recently, I think.
Just recently. Yeah.
So anyway, that's as much trouble as he has been in ever. And I think I'm still okay with it.
Yeah, exactly. This hardly counts as a...
No, I agree.
Yeah.
He's good. He's fine.
The moral of the story is, good job. Don't get caught next time.
Well,
like, basically, let it get up there once so people say, wait, what did I just see? And have it never show up again. So people are like, they saw it, but they're questioning whether or not they really saw it.
I think they're easier these days. Like, when I was a kid, the worst infraction I ever did was, I did break that kid's nose and I got 2-week suspension for that. Mm-hmm. And I got 1 week for throwing a snowball against the side of an outside building. But because we weren't supposed to throw snowballs because they're full of ice that time of year and it would hurt somebody, because I threw it at anything, mm-hmm. they wanted to make an example out of me. So I spent a week with the vice principal Naylor. And I wandered around with him picking up stuff and doing little tasks for him. It was the worst. So I think he actually got off real easy. He's fine.
Reminds me of we had an incident with an employee at the company that I worked at where we shot that video, the insertion orders, the fitness section.
Yeah, fitness section, all that, yeah.
Yeah. So the piece of software that we would install at these client locations, we would have to do in-house testing. Mm. And there was a guy that worked at the company that we'll just call Terry because that was his name.
All right.
And in doing the testing, instead of using fictional or not fictional names, but just using like generic names, we'd even sometimes joke around and say, all right, this is for a hair salon. And the guy's name is Buried Under Hair. Because he'd be buried under hair, right? Get it? Right? It'd be stuff like that.
I love stuff like that.
So, and we'd come up with these funny puns and stuff. And really, we were the only ones who would ever see them because we'd delete them when we're done. The system would get burned to the installer, the MSI, the .msi file, and then we'd go on site and install it.
Right.
Back when you installed software via a CD-ROM package.
Ah, yes, and had to have someone else do it for you. Sure.
Or multiple CD-ROMs. Mm. Anyway, so he started doing the testing, and it was right before we went to a trade show in Orlando. And so he gave us the latest version of the software that we were demoing. He had done the testing on it. Everything was checked out. Everything checked out fine. Gave us the CDs. We installed them on the laptops out there. And I went to go have fun in Orlando because my job was done. I did the installation of the software.
Yep.
Got the laptops all set up the trade show booth, hooked up the lighting, the monitors, all that stuff. I'm done. I'm going to Disneyland.
You came, you conquered, get out of there. Sure.
Exactly. I get back that night and I hear that Terry has been sent home.
Oh, no.
Because in doing his testing, sure, he did the fake names and stuff, but they were all like, Penis F man. You know, it was like not even clever puns. It was just like a little kid who discovered that he could swear.
Yeah.
And he's like, ah, rah, rah, rah. Penis and then F-man. He didn't clear out the software before he made the installer. So they're getting ready to do a presentation and they start typing a few letters in the name field and it auto fills out the rest of the name.
Yeah.
And we usually use Fred Futon for Fred's Furniture. And as soon as you type in F for Fred's Furniture, it's, you know.
Yeah. That's amazing. Penisman. Oh, my God. Like F Penisman.
So Terry was let go.
Oh, man. But that wasn't you because you just did
wasn't
your thing.
Me.
Okay, nope. Good. I'm good. Yep. That's good. You listen. See, sometimes you do something you think it's kind of Beavis and Butthead funny, but at the end of the day, especially for a company, they're not going to go for it, right?
Not as funny, especially in front of somebody who they're trying to get to buy the software.
That's right. So as a reminder, this was the era when we heard this.
The new health and fitness section? I'm not sure, but I'll find out if I can use your phone.
There you go.
Yep.
Good
that
stuff.
Was right around the time. I bet Terry was still in that office when we did that video.
Yep, pretty good.
The Fitness Gram Pacer Test is a multi-stage aerobic capacity test.
Okay, I don't know what that was. All right. What that was. All right. Hey, look at this. It's time for the news.
Radio today is different. Powerful networks span the nation from coast to coast. Shortwave radio girdles the globe.
I think today's episode is called But. Anyway, we'll see. But, hey, today's evening news brought to you by...
Brought to you by, I don't know, maybe some audio you've got in there in your little hands.
Oh, look at this. If I just click this mouse, it'll play.
Trivia Geeks, the Unpredictable Game Show podcast is back with a brand new season. They've got a new host, new games, and a new day and time. But that's not all. Now you can download their companion app, TrivNow, and play along in real time. Watch Carrie on YouTube as she tries to convince her partner that his Dark Knight hasn't risen in years. Listen on Diamond Club and Alpha Geek Radio, Wednesday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern. You can also follow the show on Facebook and Twitter and get all the latest updates and showtimes.
Scott Fletcher, you make everything better. Oh, I didn't mean to play that twice.
Oh, yeah. Makes everything sound twice.
Always better. All right, what are we doing here? We got some news. You want to hear some news?
Of course I do.
All right, I'll give you some. Give you a little piece here. A man dressed up as a tree got in the middle of the road and just stood there. This is weird news. A man decided to dress up as a tree and block a road, and no one quite knew why or kind of what to do.
Did he make a sound?
He made no sound, it turns out, okay. When you're all in right. The Medusa. Is a bear poop in the woods, also, maybe. Some people thought Asher Woodworth, that's his name.
Oh, come on, this has got to be bogus now.
Tell me if he doesn't sound, A, like a fake tree name guy.
Yeah.
Or B, like a total dirty Portland, Maine hipster. And I know Portland, Maine's not the same as Portland, Oregon, but still, he's 30 years old, total millennial head.
Right.
Asher Woodworth, and says he was taking part in an art project in Portland, Maine. There are photos of this.
It's not even the right Portland for this kind of thing.
I agree. Others claimed he was inspecting traffic patterns. Woodworth himself, he told police he was curious how his experiment would affect people's natural choreography, whatever that means. So
what?
Yeah, that's real. That's a deal. That's a guy.
Wow.
Here, chat room, you can look at him. I'll show you this guy.
They have a picture of him. Does he look like an Asher Woodworth? How come he's not like Asher Woodworth III?
That's a really good question.
But his really name should be like Elm Limbington.
Limbington. That's perfect. Branch. Tree.
Pine.
Pine tree.
Pine cone.
Pine cone. I'm Branch Pine cone. So everyone was stunned. Let's see. What if his cell tone? Okay, right. He looks like
Val Kilmer in Real Genius era.
Yeah. Oh, there's his name. Yeah, totally, dude. That photo down at the bottom. Woodworth Asher. So his name is Asher Alexander Woodworth. And that's crazy that he's also a tree. So there you go. Actual police photo. Well done.
I don't know. I mean, I guess it has to be true.
It's sort of real. I don't know. There's photos of it. I don't know what that
means. Oh, yeah, that photo in the bottom. It's funny. I was thinking just from the top photo that he looked like Val Kilmer, but he's totally got the somewhere between Val Kilmer and a football player that didn't quite make the cut.
Didn't quite stack up, yeah. Didn't quite live up to last year's quarterback.
They say
he got released on $50 bail, so minor infraction. Star Wars The Force Awakens director and producer extraordinaire J.J. Abrams, who also helps produce the Westworld show, which I freaking love.
He makes all the good things, really.
He really did. He's got his hand in all the good stuff. You know what? I am so glad that he was the guy that saw that Portal movie that Trachtenberg did and then hired him.
Yeah. Because
he just has an eye for the right thing, and he was so the right thing.
And said, dude, you're my man. Let's do this.
Super cool. Anyway, he directed the Star Trek stuff, of course, in the most recent Star Wars film. He's been working on a new entry in his cult sci-fi series, Cloverfield. However, the movie has been in production under the title God Particle. According to The Wire, God Particle is connected to Cloverfield Land Paramount Pictures. Is that a full name? I guess it is.
I don't think it's Cloverfield Land. I think it's just Cloverfield and they don't have a space.
Good job, GameSpot. You've done well today with your editing. Everyone sucks, it turns out. All people suck. It says this was along with Abrams' own Bad Robot Productions are developing additional Star Wars or additional films that will feed into the universe. The site reports that Paramount hopes to release a new movie tied to the Cloverfield shared universe every year. Whoa. Hmm. Earlier this year, Paramount released 10 Cloverfield Lane, which I still haven't seen. I don't know why. I want to see it.
You haven't seen that? Oh, you need to.
I know. I've been dying to. It's
It's a great, it's a really good psychological thriller, and
it just bugs me that I know the director and I still haven't seen it. You'd think that'd be enough. Like if Brian's came to me and said, hey, I directed all the Go-Go Girls videos, I would immediately watch the Go-Go Girls videos. I don't know why I use them as an example, but
I don't know, but, hell, dream job right there.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so we'll see how that goes. Batman. Oh, this is interesting. So we're talking about the Batman.
Batman.
The new Batman, the Batman they're making, which is just literally called the Batman.
The Batman.
People seem to have a problem with, even though they didn't have a problem with the Wolverine. So I don't know what the problem is.
Yeah, it's a very good point.
It says here Ben Affleck's directed film is going to be...
Just don't give us the Spider-Man.
Yeah, don't know the Spider-Man, please. Inevitably, the pretenders to various roles in the next film are masked vigilante scrambles. While a few days ago, we learned that Adam West wanted to do a cameo, yesterday another actress has expressed her desire to integrate the cast, or integrate into the cast. Indeed, Teresa Palmer would have an idea in mind, landing the role of Talia al Ghul, Al Ghul, the son, or the daughter of Ra's al Ghul.
And Batman's baby mama, right?
Oh yeah, that's right. In the comic, yeah.
They had a Robin together. A kid who was like one of the Robins, something Wayne. I can't remember his name.
But. Yeah, he has his own stuff going on now, I think. He's not not Dick Grayson and those guys, but a young Robin.
Yeah.
I haven't read any of that stuff. But anyway, she was in the third one, too. She was in the Nolan movie briefly. Remember that?
Talia was?
Yeah, she drove around in the truck and tried to set the bomb off.
I need to see that again.
Something with my father, and you killed him, so I'm here to kill your city. And
really, Dark Knight and Dark Knight Rises.
Yeah, I need to do another one of those like Back to the Future videos, but with that, I think that'd be
that'd be a good one.
It says, learn today, never she nor her father Ra's al Ghul will be a part of Batman and another film in the DCEU. They are done with those characters. They will never have them again.
Oh, because. It's finished with Liam Neeson dying and or disappearing in Rises or was it?
It was the first one, Begins.
Begins. Yeah. Well, I know he appeared in that one, but didn't he make another appearance in one of the later two?
Oh. He may have made a flashback or something because he died in that train, didn't he?
Yeah.
Wasn't that the deal? Because Ken Watanabe was like the fake version of al Ghul, and then he died, and then all of a sudden
Liam Neeson says,
I've got a very special set of skills. And he put him on his list and saved all the Jews, something like that.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, right.
Anyway, you're not going to see
those
characters.
And then Batman was taken.
Yeah. So forget it. You're not going to get to see him. You're going to probably end up getting
Riddler. No more al Ghul. The al Ghul family is all gone.
Yeah. Ra's all gone. Finally, right. Donald Glover's mother has weighed in on her son's appointment to be Lando Calrissian.
Love this. I love... You know, we didn't get Donald Glover as Miles Morales, but if we're getting him as Lando Calrissian, I say that's just as good.
I think it's great, too. Mm-hmm. Well, here's what his mom says. Don't mess it up, she says. Well, that's no pressure. Jeez. It was announced last Friday that Donald Glover will play young Lando Calrissian in the upcoming Han Solo solo movie. Glover went on the Ellen DeGeneres show once again on Ellen, and on Wednesday talked a little bit about the cast. He says, I'm very honored. It is a very big deal, he said. That was the first toy I had, Lando, with a little mustache and everything.
Mm-hmm. Did it come with a 40 of Colt 45?
Yeah, and a little tiny midgety guy that sits next to you going, what was he called? He had a name.
Yeah, it was
Nien
Nunb.
Yeah, we got to get to that Death Star. he said Glover said that his first call he made after getting the news was his father, but it was his mother that had some words of advice. I told my dad immediately, and my mom was in the back like, don't mess it up, don't mess this up, because Billy Dee, that's hers, Glover said, referring to the actor who plays Calrissian's character in the original Star Wars trilogy, Billy Dee Williams. The untitled Han Solo movie will be released on May 25th, 2018, and will star Aiden Eichenreich as young Solo.
So,
I have that name right. Ehrenreich.
There's no ch at the beginning there. Just an h.
Takes the prisoner to Eichenreich and destroy him immediately.
All right. So we get Rogue One in December.
Yep.
The following December we get Episode 8.
Correct.
And then May.
And then May.
We get Han Solo.
Yeah, May you get Han Solo.
Wow.
Weird. It's feast or famine, Brian. Feast or
it
famine.
Really is crazy.
We're gonna take a break and play a little music. When we come back, we're gonna review a couple of apps. We're gonna do Twitter time. If you still haven't gotten yours in, there's time. Ask TMS is the hashtag. Send it in Twitter. We will pull those up and read your questions toward the end of the show. But before all of that, let's play a song.
We are going to play a song, and again, I have to thank Caitlin Downing for hooking me up with all these artists. This is great stuff. And this is an artist named Big G. Let's see. They have a brand new release called Formula G, and you can find them at biggrocks.com or facebook.com/thebiggmusic. Now, this one comes from that brand new EP. It's called Decades. They dropped the hammer with another 6-song slugfest on this EP. Swearing allegiance only to Camelot and the eternal protection of the Grail, Big G thrust their battleship into the high seas of rock to deliver the conclusion of the formula.
That's awesome.
I love that. Yeah. I love artists that write great stuff on their press kits. Mm. From their current new album, Formula G, or EP, Formula G, here is Big G and their song, Decades.
Was the limit, I was breaking ground. That was a different time. I don't play by the rules, 'cause the cream rises to the top. Gonna do what I like, say this is my chance to tie it all together. I've faced it before, and there'll be no surrender. Like decades ago, like decades ago, 'cause they don't make them like this anymore. Only the lucky survive. Just like those years when the best were better, and they define the time. I don't play by the rules, 'cause the cream rises to the top. Gonna do. Judged by the cover, and this is my chance to tie it all together. I've faced it before, and there'll be no surrender. Like decades ago, like decades ago, 'cause they don't make them like this anymore.
That's why
books with no story are judged by the cover, and this is my chance to tie it all together. I've faced it before, and there'll be no surrender. Like decades ago, decades ago, 'cause they don't make them like this anymore.
Maybe we want to watch an 80s high school movie.
Yeah.
You know, like where you're just like rooting for a bunch of jocks versus
totally,
nerds.
Totally, yes.
That was really good. Totally enjoyed
good
it.
Good stuff.
Sorry, chat room. We meant to mention this earlier. And for anyone who doesn't know, Weird Al is the band, I guess, mm-hmm. the performer at BlizzCon this year. So pretty interesting. A lot of people really upset. A lot of people really excited.
It is. It's a very divisive choice, more so than I thought, you know, like Linkin Park or Blink 182 or any of those. Yeah. And it's funny because I'm really excited to see him.
Yeah.
However, I was kind of excited to see Blink 182. I was excited to see some of the shows. I always find myself in the main hall taking advantage of the fact that the lines are way shorter during the concert and I can just jump right onto a game I want to try. So
I think I'm going to be at dinner with Metzen during that time. So I don't even think I'll be around for it. But
let me pick up that name you just dropped here.
Oh, sorry.
Hold on a second. Clean up after you.
And like literally we're just planning a dinner that time. And I think it's because they're not planning on going to that concert. But I'm sure he's great. I'm sure he's like.
Oh, yeah. I hear great things about his shows. And I've never seen him in concert. So we'll have to see what Tristan wants to do because There was a time that Tristan would have been, come hell or high water, we're going to go see Weird Al Yankovic, and I don't know if he's still in that place.
Oh, yeah, I'd be curious about that.
When I texted him, as a matter of fact, I'll show you the text. Mm. When I texted Tristan to say, hey, Weird Al Yankovic, they just announced Weird Al Yankovic is the performer at BlizzCon, the reply I got is, O-M-G.
Oh, I think he's still in then.
I don't know. It could also be sarcasm.
It could be.
Because it was spelled out, O-H-E-M-G, with the E-M all caps.
Oh, you never tell. You never know.
I know. It's,
you got to wait for him to come home.
If only there was an emoji.
Yeah, if only we had an emoji to express what I'm feeling right now. All right. Well, there's all that. Let's. Oh,
shit.
Why is that playing? Hold on. Sorry. That's not supposed to play.
Jeez. Everything's okay. Could you? Not with the thing and the stuff.
Everything's fine, everyone. What I meant to play was this, okay? Just calm yourselves down. Tuck in for a little app knowledge. Right now.
App Slappy.
Still probably the coolest podcast theme we have.
Totally.
Eric nailed that. Freaking killed it with that.
He did indeed.
So let's get to it. What we're going to do here is review a couple of apps that we've been using or liking or whatever. Mm-hmm. Usually I start, but you want to go first? What do you want to do?
Sure.
Let's get your weird app out of the way, because it sounded like you have a controversial pick.
I have a controversial choice here. Not controversial because of the content of the app, but controversial because of its availability. Now, let me preface this by saying that by the next time we do an app slappy segment on TMS,
yeah,
this app will have been out for a couple weeks.
Okay.
It officially comes out, I believe, on Tuesday, November 1st, is when I believe it is getting released. However, the most recent update, which came out today, said now available worldwide. I didn't see it in the App Store, so I think that they're waiting for it to get approved, basically. So this thing could show up today or tomorrow, even.
Oh, wow. Okay.
You remember I used to play a little game called Marvel Avengers Alliance way, way back in the day, Scott,
you
right?
Into where it, you, man. You were into it.
You get all your Marvel characters, and you fight against Marvel villains, and... Mm-hmm. And all that stuff.
You even had a podcast about it.
Even had a podcast about that damn thing.
Yeah, it was called, here, I got it right here for you. Would you like to hear it?
Yeah, I'd like to hear it.
Hold on. I gotta find it. Why can't I find it? Oh, I'm
new health and fitness section.
Todd. Hold on. Here it is. Okay, here you go.
From the Healy Carrier.
Healy Carrier.
That's the one right there.
Yeah, that's the one.
Well, DC, you know, not to let Marvel take all of the action in this sort of thing. And now that those games are gone, there's this big empty void. They've created, you know, Obama and Hillary have created a superhero-based, turn-based RPG vacuum. Mm. They've created a vacuum,
okay,
Scott.
All right.
It was just a matter of time before somebody swooped in to fill that vacuum. And to fill that vacuum is a game called DC Comics Legends.
Oh, sorry. Why is that playing? Listen to this. Hold on.
Yeah, I got the laser squirts and I carved my name in the toilet.
Okay. So someone just sent that while we were talking. All right. So wait a minute. This is not a Marvel property. This is a DC thing.
This is a DC thing. So you've got your Green Lantern. You've got your Zatanna. You've got your Superboy. You've got your Bizarro. And basically, it's a similar kind of game where you've got a team of four. It's somewhere between Marvel Avengers Alliance and that Star Wars Heroes game. Where you collect your heroes, you get them out of packs where you get, you know, crystals. Oh, I got 3 crystals towards the 20 that I need for Batman, or I've got enough crystals now to get Green Lantern or whatever. And you go into battle against PvE mm-hmm. content, but you also have PvP content where you put your team of four against other people's teams of four. And if you pretend you're Australian, you can have the game right now. One of those things where you go sign up for a free iTunes account using the address of a hotel in the country that that you want content from, and then you can download the game and try it now. Or you might as well just wait a day or two, because it's going to be out before you know it. Mm. It's really, really good, and the graphics are gorgeous. Like the fight graphics, the 3D animation stuff is just really, really sharp.
The fight battles have gotten better. That sounds great.
So there's, you know, I can't even tell how many heroes there are available in this thing, but it's it's got to be close to 75 or 80.
Oh, that's great.
There's a lot. No. A lot available.
What's wrong with that? So if you were to compare the two, do you feel strongly that it's a contender with that other one, or do you still think the other one has the edge on it?
I think the Facebook game, believe it or not, the Facebook game still has the edge just because of the depth of the content. There was a lot of stuff that because they were around for 4 or 5 years, there was a lot of stuff they were able to develop and do. This is, it's actually been in beta for a year. I've only been playing it for like the last month, but it's been in beta for a year. And I think if it gets better support than the Marvel games did, as far as development and an actual progression by the software company, like to support it and provide new content for it, I think this one will get that depth in no time.
Oh, very cool.
It's really fun. It's one of those things, and again, it's a free to buy, but you can buy packs of coins to unlock heroes faster and things like that. The leveling system, you can level each character, but then you can also level their abilities and level their gear, so it's all separate, a little separate level tree. But it is, it's a lot of fun.
All right. And I will, if it's coming soon then, yeah, real soon.
Coming soon, very soon. Like I said, I think the official date is November 1st, but I'll bet just the fact that they've announced it's now worldwide means that they're just waiting for App Store and Google Play Store approval. It is both platforms, iOS and Google Play, and this thing is gorgeous on the iPad Pro. I just got to say.
No kidding.
The big display and the animation stuff, it's just gorgeous.
So all right, that's a good one.
DC Comic Legends.
Good call. I've been playing a lot of Hearthstone on my iPad Pro.
I noticed that. Yeah.
I don't know why. Just kind of got an itch for it, and I've been winning, so it's freaking me out. So that's what I'm doing. And I have a really basic, like, I put together myself, like, mage deck.
Oh, really?
And I'm winning games and climbing the ladder. It's really weird.
That's amazing. That's great. Yeah. You didn't net deck?
No, I didn't at all.
That's what I always have to net deck. I always feel like, I don't know.
Most people
do. I don't trust myself.
The ones they now have a built-in way to do it where you just choose some pre-builts that are in the game.
Really?
Yeah, and those are really good. They're like, it's basically like having a pre-built net deck right on the device. And one's like a control deck. Yeah, the one's more of an aggro deck or whatever. But I made one of my own, and I apparently made some good choices. So I don't know.
Very good.
If I keep winning with it, maybe I'll put it on some noob forum somewhere and say, here's my deck. Try it. All right. I'm going to make a recommendation that is a little weird. So, all right. You know King, right? They made the Candy Crush and all that.
Oh, yeah, sure.
They're now owned by the fine people at Activision Blizzard, which a lot of people don't know that. But I knew that.
I didn't know that.
They were bought by Activision last year. There is a game called Shuffle Cats that they
Shut
just
up.
Made.
Shuffle Cats.
Yeah, and look at these cats.
They're like all shuffled, those cats are.
They're all shuffled up, and they're like 1920s kind of flapper era cats. And the music's very jaunty here. See what I mean? Ah, what you doing over there? See,
it's like a brothel.
Yeah, very much old
brothel
school.
With it's like Westworld brothel with cats. Where's Tandy Newton off in the corner, twitching and muttering to herself?
Exactly. Now, what this is, and it's also very Vegas. You'd love this. Wait till you see the wacky new experiment. Okay, I don't want to see that.
Continuing the brothel theme. Very good.
I'm trying to get out of this, so it won't. There we go. Everything, all the levels in the game are a bunch of casinos. So when you go to these different levels, you see this on the video.
Oh, nice. You kind of upgrade from the palace station up to
exactly.
The Venetian.
And when you play in those places, now I should say right up front, to its downside, it is a very much a free-to-play game that wants you to buy gems. Okay.
Sure, of course.
However, the core gameplay is basically Gin Rummy with some rule changes. They call it... You like Gin Rummy, don't you?
I love Gin Rummy.
I do
Holy
too.
Crap.
I do too. It's a slightly simplified, only 7-card deck instead of 10. And I know there are a lot of variant rules anyway, so it's not like this is that weird to have variation rules on Gin Rummy. But you play real people for the most part. There's some training up front with AI, but you play other people via, I don't know where they're coming from, but they're coming in immediately. They'll tell you what country they're in, and you play them, and you make your moves, and you do your stuff. It's really good. That actual gameplay loop of the actual card game, super addicting the way it's presented, really satisfying to win, and I really, really like it. I wish it was less, now graduate up Freemium. To here, or speed it up with some more gems, dumbass, like that kind of stuff. I wish there was less of that. It's not terrible, and the truth is, I could just keep playing without ever spending a dime, and I will, but I don't like that it's bugging me all the time. I just hate that in these games.
Yeah.
And these guys, I mean, they made their billions on it, so I understand this is their model. This is what King does. But if you're looking for an alternative and you like good old-fashioned card games, like just, you know, good rules and fun times for everybody, I think this game's really good. It's super competitive. You need to be smart. It's not just pure luck. As you know,
And the fact that you're playing against other people live, that's...
Oh, yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. So, no, I mean, you can do some AI matches if you want, but really it's just it's designed to get you in there spending a bunch of, and it's very gambly. So you might like this, because I can go into the Sphinx Secret Casino and my game entry cost is 10,000 gems. Right now I have 14,000, so I could afford it.
Right. But if you lose, then boy, you're
I'm screwed. I got to go back to the cheap casinos again and earn my way up again. That's how they get you. So it's not like they're always telling you to spend. It's just that if you lose to somebody who's really good, you've got to go earn more gems the old fashioned way, or you got to buy them. There's always a place to play. So it's not like you're going to ever, you know, you're never going to be broken on a bench and can't play, but you can, you just have to go back to another casino and earn your way up again. Anyway, I think it's really good. And cool. The art style is super cool, and these cats are kind of rad, and it's just a really well-made one of these.
The rad shuffle cats?
Yeah, shuffle cats, it's called. And here's your music again. Check this out. I mean, it's very like, Jimmy, give him free drinks. He's in the
lounge. Love it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, good stuff.
Very much like that, I don't know, 50s era casino business. All right, there you go. There's your recommendations for the week. I hope you guys enjoyed those. I know we did. It's time for this.
And you can always follow me on Twitter.
The newest tweet.
That guy on Twitter lied.
In the Utah?
Uh-huh. That's right. So, hey, look at this. Tweets. We get tweets from you guys using the Ask DMS Twitter hashtag, rather. Ask, not asked.
Ass.
Yeah, ass. Ask TMS.
Ask TMS.
You guys have been sending them in. We're here to read them, and we're going to answer them now. Here's one from Stumpwater Jack, who sent this just 11 minutes ago. Says, can you at least once have a Gorath Trebek segment on Monday, since no more Veronica? So what he's talking about is on Core, we do a segment, not every week, but every other week, probably on average, where Gorath hosts a little thing we call Nexeperty. And it's basically Jeopardy, but all the trivia and content comes from the world of Heroes of the Storm.
Sure, makes sense.
And even more fun than that is Bo adds all his own rules to it, which involve a lot of dice throwing and like RPG mechanics and stuff. So I can open a loot box and have like a special item I can use in the game. So imagine D&D and Jeopardy mixed. Wow. That's kind of what it is.
Oh, that sounds great.
Yeah, it's really fun and people love it. And so there's been a lot of talk about doing more of that. The problem is... The reason it's great, and the variant that John does, the reason these are great is because they are rad and they made them, not because of me. So if we were to do it, we'd have to have Bo do it and come on.
We need to pull Bo in for sure.
Yeah, because that's why it's good. It's because he's doing it. That being said, you know, maybe at Nerdtacular next year we'll do something. I don't know.
Oh, now you're talking. Yeah.
We'll see. Okay. Or maybe even do a small mini one here at BlizzCon. They've been talking about that. I don't have any time to make it, but maybe somebody will. Dave Podnar says, can the school admin get transferred to a school with real discipline issues? In sixth grade, I had a switchblade pulled on me. No, I agree, Dave. It's this wimpiest, dumbest thing ever. A kid typed butt.
Exactly.
Yeah. You're not getting any argument from me. It's like the wussiest thing ever. I had kids pull switchblades. Well, we had kids in my high school with, we had a kid throw a cherry bomb in some girl's locker. Just about blew her hand off. We had, some kid had a gun.
Mr. Johnson, if we were to allow your son to do stuff like this and go unchecked and not have any disciplinary measures, then what's next, right? Is some kid going to type the word fart on a screen? When does it end?
And then what?
The word?
And then penis? And then what?
And then penis?
Yeah, no, like, I agree. It's super lightweight. There's no question about it. There are no kids dealing heroin out in the back of the parking lot, but in my high school, we had a kid doing that. So I don't know. Maybe they're better today. Maybe we should say this is a good sign. I don't know.
Exactly.
Scott Lee says, what other devices would you like touch controls to be integrated into? It's a lot of touch control stuff today.
Sure, because the new Magic Touchpad or whatever they're calling it on the Touch Bar. Magic Touch Bar.
The Microsoft Studio thing earlier in the week.
God, could you imagine, though? I mean, have one of those for World of Warcraft or any of the Blizzard games where it's like, oh, yeah, okay, I've got my home row of, like, spells and stuff that I use with one finger, but it's like, oh, yeah, that's my mount. Boom, and it's a little picture of your mount is the little thing you click on.
They're programmable by
The developers,
but in the case of WoW, that's already an open API for mods and things, so they could somebody easily would have that running.
Easily could do that. How great would that be?
It's pretty neat. But as far as like other devices, I think a television, and I know there's some out there that do.
That's what I wanted. I want it on here.
Yeah, that's
true. I want on my keyboard.
I want a big strip right up top, or make them all the E keys we talked about, the E ink keys. That'd be fine, too.
Nah, I don't need the E. You know, when I want letter F, I want the letter F. I don't need to look down at my thing to see on Photoshop that it's going to give me the M's going to give me the marquee or whatever.
Yeah, maybe. I'm just saying, if you're going to have just a strip, that's going to seem lame in a future where we have all the keys be whatever we want.
Yeah, maybe.
Because then the whole keyboard is a programmable strip of some sort.
Sure.
I really like that idea. Anyway, so I don't know what else. What else could have touch controls? Our cars?
Beep,
beep. Steer by swiping.
I don't see anything else just off the top of my head that I need.
Pez dispenser.
You have one of those at your desk, do you?
You swipe up, have it pop out.
And have it pop out. None of that tedious neck bending.
Yeah, that's no good. Darth Vader doesn't need to to bend that way. Uh-huh. How about, let me think here. No, they already have touch like alarm systems. I mean, a lot of the stuff's already there.
I mean, I was going to say like your remote control, but Harmony remotes pretty much already have that where you've got.
Yeah.
You know, a content sensitive. Context sensitive.
I already have my phone using an app that works as a programmable remote for things, so that's already using touch. I don't know. Yeah. Maybe we're already sort of doing most of the things, and if not, we're going to be soon. Like maybe my fridge would be cool if I didn't have to flick a switch to change the ice settings. I could just go
and
swipe it one way or the other. I don't know. You at some point you start going crazy with this stuff, and you realize, well, maybe we don't need it there. I don't know. Let's see. Okay. Sean Cox says, did you guys ever find out if dogs have brains? Because I really wanted to know.
You don't still have her by chance, do you?
I'm sure I do. I don't think I would have gotten rid of that. Let's see. Do dogs have brains? Yeah. Here it is. Wait.
Do dogs have brains? Because I like seriously wanted to know.
There it is.
Nice.
Smoke weed every day.
It was in there because dog, so I had to play.
Right. The two of those go very well together.
Okay, here's one from Jesse who says, is man bulge the same as lady cleavage?
I don't think women appreciate the men bulge or the male bulge as well as we men appreciate cleavage.
I agree with that. Yeah. Unless women want to correct us, I think that. Let me just say something. Maybe this is controversial. Men are freaking gross.
Yeah,
we're lumpy and weird looking, and wieners are weird, and we're gross. Women are lovely and curvy and beautiful and pretty and
that's right.
All that. And
we're shaped like a sock full of hardware.
Right. Yeah, you're not wrong. Yeah. Like some weird vacuum system at a factory.
It's just a hammer over here, and let's put a bunch of ball bearings over here and a saw.
Most of us just have terrible butts. Like, we're just ugly.
Yeah.
Women are beautiful and should be that way. Brock Bailey says, if I'm having to choose to watch it again, which do I pick, Con Air or The Wicker Man? Oh, dude, Con Air.
Con Air.
Yeah, Con Air 1,000 times over.
Put The Wicker Man back in the DVD case. By the way, Ben the Mage really appreciates my Nicolas Cage joke at the beginning of this last film sec.
Oh, he did. Good. Yeah. Well, I like Ben the Mage. How about this one? Nicholas Stewart says, Scott and Brian, if you could make love to any species in the Star Trek future, who would she be and why? Well, you assume it's a she. Maybe I'd go for a little...
the Horta.
Maybe I'd like the crystalline entity for me. Maybe I'd like the Sheliak. Or like Brian says, the Horta, which is like a non-gendered pizza, basically.
How's this? Pain! How about this? Pain!
Tell me how you like it. Pain.
Is this all right? Pain.
Yeah.
Is there any other answer besides the green skin dancing girl? Really? I mean,
I think Bajorans are all right.
Oh, no, no, no. Yeah, it's going to be the Dax.
Trills, the Trill people.
The Trills, yes.
Yeah. Right. I could go for a Trill, sure. They have those
dots.
Yeah, call that? Freckles.
More dots.
Yeah, more dots. Left side, right side. Handle it. All right. This guy says, sorry, my voice is leaving. Mike LaChance, which is French for the chance.
Mm-hmm. My favorite Corey Feldman character, by the way.
Maybe it's LaChance.
LaChance.
I know your dad, LaChance. I know all of your dads.
If you were born with the name Michael Hunt, would you change your name or deal with it for life? Okay, I knew a Michael Hunt growing up. Mm-hmm. We called him Mike. That way, his name was literally Mike Hunt. Mm-hmm. And people in class, teachers would say, all right, Scott Johnson, here. Sheila Wadsworth, here. Mike Hunt, here. And no one thought anything different of it. It was like not that big a deal.
Well, of course, if you put a space in between, but
yeah,
Mo Sizlak isn't going to put a space between it.
You're right.
Hey, guys, I'm looking for Mike Hunt.
Amanda kiss and hug.
Why, you little, if I hit my hands on you, I'm going to rip your eyeballs out of the sockets.
I used to love that. I'll pull your teeth out and put them so far up your butt you'll smile or something, you'd say. Peter Fisher, I'd change my name to answer the question.
Yeah.
It's $50, courthouse, go.
Miguel would be my new name. Miguel Hunt.
I'd be Diego like this next person.
All right.
He says, did you guys try the new Wacom Mobile Studio Pro? Looks like they... deliver where other companies didn't.
Wait a minute, that's a Nintendo where others don't. Almost are they quoting a tagline there with that
know.
One?
I don't know. But also, is it like an actual Wacom address? Because geez, that sounds like a commercial. But I haven't yet, and I'm curious about it. I mean, right now on my radar, I'm plenty set up for what I need to do with art stuff, but I'm very curious about what Wacom's answer to Microsoft's Surface Studio is, because that thing's pretty neat. Mm-hmm. I read a review by... now, keep in mind, he got it early, and they gave it to him, but I read one from... what's his name over at Penny Arcade from... Jerry, or not Jerry, the other one. What's his name? Michael. Mike.
Yeah, I don't know their names.
The artist. Gabe. He loved it, raved about it. I mean, my Wacom Mac Pro combo is doing real good for me. However, my next phase may be something more like that. I was really hoping Apple would have more to say today outside of just the strip. That's fine for mobile computing, but I really need like a studio solution.
Their next iMac could easily be something similar to the studio.
It could be.
The Surface Studio.
They don't usually do that. They're not ones to sort of immediately go, oh, we have this too.
Like, you could do that, yeah.
Yeah, but I have high hopes that they would actually do something. They need to make just a straight up touch screen Mac OS at some point. Mm-hmm. They're getting behind on that. But then Wacom has, you know, some pretty cool ideas. I think their Android based stuff and their Windows based stuff are pretty strong. So I don't know. It's going to get real weird real quick though. And the fact that Microsoft's throwing their hat in like this actually accelerates things. So I'm kind of interested to see how it goes. Brian, I got one for you.
Yep. Tell me all about it.
Peter Fisher says.
All right. Peter Fisher knows how to play this game.
He says, I've done the Avengers station at TI.
Oh, yeah.
And Coverville, any suggestions on non-drinking / gambling things to do next?
God, yeah. I mean, the Pinball Hall of Fame is always a first recommendation for anyone who like doesn't care about gambling or drinking on the strip. I still say that you go to the Cosmopolitan if you're at all looking for a place to have dinner. There are so many great restaurants there. Cina Poblano and Egg Slut. And,
Egg Slut? Is that the thing?
That's a great breakfast place in Cosmopolitan.
I don't know why I've never heard of Egg Slut.
It's new. It's been added since the last time you were there.
Okay.
Of course, Secret Pizza.
Yeah, always good.
I don't know. I mean, if you haven't seen the Bellagio fountains, from the surface is like, oh, I'm going to watch a couple fountains like dance to music. Sure, that's what you think. But if you've never seen them before, it is one of the most amazing free things to look at on the Strip.
It's super impressive. Yeah, I agree.
You know, 16 years later, I remember seeing those in 1999. We went in December so that we could get a bunch of tax receipts or a bunch of receipts to offset radio station cash prize that we won.
Yeah.
Hello, IRS. Yeah. And we saw those for the first time, and we were just transfixed. I don't know if it was the fact that it was December and there was a chill in the air, there's a little bit of mist hanging over the lake, and the fountains went up, and we'd go into the casino for 14 minutes, come back out to watch the next one, then go back in the casino for 14 minutes, come back out, so we would see every single one of those. We love those.
Yeah.
So
the neon graveyard's really cool. Go to that.
Oh yeah. Yeah. You got to get reservations early. So
that one's hard to get in.
So if you're planning on going to Neon Graveyard, make sure you book early.
And there's Zombie Survival Store is really neat, but that's a kind of off
strip. It's all right.
I liked it. I think it was cool. Like, I like looking at, I like finding weird crap off strip.
Like, for sure. Like, avoid Pawn Stars. That place is
dokey. That was a waste of time. I was so dumb. That was bummed out when I went there. It was dumb.
The Neonopolis over there off of Fremont Street has giant Pac-Man. Like, it's a Pac-Man game that's 12 feet high or 10 feet high or something.
Yep.
Mitzula and I played that when we were out there last time.
Yep, that one's pretty cool. And I'd go to all the theme hotels and casinos are just fun to see once.
Totally, yeah.
Like, go inside a man-made pyramid in the modern era.
Yeah, go check out Luxor. Mm-hmm. Check out Excalibur.
Yeah, Bellagio's really cool inside. Mm-hmm. Even the ones that seem like they're not themey, there's still pretty neat stuff going on. Lots of art and stuff. Go to the Venetian, the New York. At least see it once, you know. Walk through there and go, oh, this is the best the crappy world can offer.
It's right, like, exactly.
It's really great and artificial and dumb and fun, so do it.
Right.
I got one last question for you. This is Sean Dickinson, who says, since my car died this week, what is your best shitty car story? He says, mine is the VW van that required earplugs to drive. For me, it's a toss-up because I've got a bunch of shitty car stories, but for me, it's easily that supermodel girl I took out on a date who was two inches taller than me. Beautiful. My gosh, I was so intimidated by her. And she was super nice. I feel bad because I was just such dope that night. But I took her out in what was supposed to be a brand new black T-roof turbo 300ZX. And my dad sold it that morning. And instead, the only car left was a Yugo that 2 6-foot-4 plus people had to sit in, and the steering wheel came off halfway to the place I was taking her to dinner, and we had to have cops come and like rescue us. That's the worst car thing that ever happened to me. It was a nightmare. What about you?
Jeez. I had my first car was a 1971 green Toyota Corolla. Nice. That my parents, one day, instead of driving me to Taco Bell on a Saturday morning when I had to go work the fryer, they handed me the keys and said, here you go, you're on your own. And I learned how to drive stick that morning.
Wow.
Trial and error. And made it to work. And that car, it lasted a few years, but it was such a piece of crap. We had to replace the head gasket twice. Which is taking the entire engine out and replacing the head gasket.
Yeah.
Something was up with one of the wheels where the bearings always had to get replaced because they would wear, and you'd always have to repack the bearings and stuff. It was a total piece of crap. But probably the worst thing was that at one point I was driving some friends of mine to the Denny's at like midnight here in Arvada, and we were going to go hang out at the Denny's and have
to do that
late
too.
Dinner, early breakfast, or whatever.
Denny's was great for that at like 3 o'clock in the morning. They'd be open. You could go in there.
And I went, I recently replaced the battery cable, and the battery cable that I put in there was longer than the original one that came with it. And because of that, the battery was able to kind of shift around and move. And what happened, the way the battery twisted when I went through a dip, the battery cable rested on one of the engine manifolds and melted.
Oh, no.
And so we finished up at Denny's and it was like 3 a.m. and the place, the car place that's really close by opens at 8. Yeah. I might as well, I'm just going to sleep in my car in front of the Denny's. They all got rides home and I'm like, well, I don't want to call my mom just to have her pick me up and then take me back in the morning. So I'm just going to wait here to get a new battery cable and fix it myself.
And you did.
And I did. I slept in my car outside the Denny's at, overnight some Friday night.
I don't know why that strikes me as a totally Ibbot thing to do. For some
it reason. Totally is. Yeah. And it's funny. If Tristan were to do that, I'd be like, no, just call me. I'll come pick you up. And I'm sure my parents said the same thing.
But you're like just bootstrapping it, man. You're just like making it work. Whatever you got to do. That's exactly. Totally Ibbot thing to do. All right. I will say one last thing. The only other bad car thing I ever had was buying a $200 Maverick from a guy named Juan. And I'm not kidding. His name was Juan. He was a nice guy, but he worked at Chi-Chi's where I worked for a while. And I bought his old car. It was a 1976. And I bought this in like 87. And cars didn't last nearly as long as they do today. So 10 years is a huge amount of time for a car to turn into a piece of crap. But it was a 76 Maverick. You put the gas in the back under the license plate. It was one of those kind of cars. And it was pigeon-toed when I bought it, meaning both front tires are pointed in like this. So every day to school, two things would happen. The radiator would steam and I'd have to put more water in it.
Right.
And the tires were so pigeon-toed that I would lose all the air in them because the radial was showing and they would run out of air and I'd have to go fill them up on the way home. It was terrible. Every day senior year, I drove that piece of shit. Anyway, thanks for bringing that out to us there, buddy. Final question came in just now. I just want to briefly say it because Nick will never hear this. He doesn't listen to the show. Screaming Genie says, Scott, aren't you secretly a little proud that Nick did something silly to get suspended? The answer is yes.
Yeah.
I am secretly proud that it was just a goofball, stupid thing like that.
Exactly. And it was funny and, you know,
I'm going to let him stew for a couple of days, but after that, you know, it'll be a good story to tell and laugh about it.
Can't wait to see him. Can't wait to see him at BlizzCon. Oh, hey, but.
But you should do it. Everyone should all just sign up in front of him. Just says, but. See what he says.
I wish I had time to like have a t-shirt made that just said, but.
Said but on it and not tell him. Just act like you're just wearing it and it just happened to be. That'd be amazing. That's it for your Twitter questions all week. You can send them in. Although next week, a quick programming note, I guess we should say this. We'll remind you next week too, but. Wednesday and Thursday, we're in Anaheim, excuse me. We will not have shows. So you'll get a show on Monday. You'll get a show on Tuesday, but nothing Wednesday and Thursday.
That's right.
Because we're at BlizzCon and Brian and I'll probably record something and put it on the feed, but no normal shows, no normal times, nothing live. Okay.
But leave poor Jeannie alone and don't ask her like, oh, is there no show today? Just, you know, when you come into the chat room, look at the very top, it'll tell you.
Yeah.
That's always the best thing to do is look at the very top. We'll always have programming notes at the very top of the IRC.
And I'll try really hard to put proper dates the right in the tweets. Yeah, I'll try not to do that wrong like last time. That was super stupid. I think Nicole's still mad at me for screwing that up. Anyway, that's next week. Aww. We'll be here Monday, though, so we'll catch up with you guys. New film sack this weekend. I can't think of anything else that's going on. There's always a million things. But there's, a new instance tomorrow. It's our last one. It's our big predictions episode. So come on in for that.
Ooh,
and I think that's it. Patreon.com/TMS is why this extra Thursday episode is even possible. We do it because you guys hit a goal over there. And there's lots of goals still and ways for you guys to contribute and get cool loot while you do it. Go look at the details at patreon.com/TMS. Consider supporting today. You get a ton of stuff for very little. That's just how it works here. That's our modus operandi. We're streamed every day on alphageekradio.com and diamondclub.tv. You can find more details at frogpants.com/TMS, like our phone number, our email address. And, of course, you can follow us on Twitter at Coverville, at Scott Johnson, and at Morningstream. Brian?
Yes, sir.
I've said all I'm going to say.
All right. That's it. That's all you got.
That's it. That's it. So now it is on you. It is in your lap, sir, to take us out with musical delights.
Well, I'm happy to do it. This one is going out to Tall Geese in the chat room. Hey, Squirt and Brain, I'm balls deep in learning Japanese.
Great.
That is the appropriate way to talk about your Japanese instruction. And wanted to request a song to get me grooving while I study. The song I want to request is a cover of Yui's Again, covered by Stereopony. And I don't know if it's pronounced Stereopony or Stereopony. But either way, I like that name. The anime heads out there may know this song is the opening theme from Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood. If you can't acquire that song, then anything J-pop will do. Shou-a dasuki desu. Love the show, though.
Oh, wow. Tall geese. Listen to you. That was great.
Yes. Well, yeah. Whatever, he wrote it out.
That was super impressive.
Didn't write it phonetically, but that's a pretty, I don't know, seems like a pretty easy language to... to take a stab at. Anyway, the song is, again, it is covered by the band Stereopony or Stereopony. I'm hoping somebody tells me how to pronounce it. The original artist is Yui. And, of course, like I said, theme to Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood.
Nice. Here it is. Enjoy. Here it is. And before that, a Japanese man yelling. There you go. That's just a little, you know, a little sauce on your burrito here. It's fine.
I'll say.
Or I'm sorry. I know a little sauce on your... sashimi. There you go.
Ow, my burrito.
My burrito hurts. Too much wasabi. All right, great.
Oh, quick update.
Yeah.
My tongue's feeling a little bit better now. I have not called Yogurtland to ask them about it.
Oh, you haven't? Dang it. I wanted to find out about that. Did you?
It's way less pins and needly, and I haven't done a saltwater gargle yet.
You should do, it may just naturally just go away. But yeah, if you
but
do,
I will still do the saltwater gargle.
People, do you brush your tongue when you're done brushing your teeth?
No, I should.
Oh, see, this is actually, I had a dentist tell me that you'll never get thrush if you always brush your tongue.
Really?
Yeah, that's what he said. That's what he told me.
Did he
have
a rhyme? Because it seems like, if your tongue you do brush, you'll never get thrush.
Yeah, but he did it more like a 90s gangster rap. Which I'm not going to try to replicate here. All right.
All right.
It's going to do it for us. Thanks, everybody. We'll be back Monday. Enjoy this song called Again. We'll see you then. Oh, okay. It's just quiet. It's fine. Everything's fine. I'm not going to be able to do that.
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network. Get more at frogpants.com.
What kind of a deal?
Yeah.